Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday brand new week, week 13. For the record, it is week 13 of the 80th Nevada legislature. More on that coming up in just a little bit. We'll get a chance to visit later on with Jared Fisher. He is not only a small businessman, but he is a former candidate for governor, and he has some pretty pretty good ideas on things like education that he has carried over from his campaign and is now talking about that in real life. The president yesterday spoke with the rabbi injured in the mass shooting targeting the Chabad of Poway just outside of San Diego. In the People's Republic of California, Rabbi Goldstein was offered, quote, his comfort and condolences on behalf of the nation. That's according to Judd Deere, a White House deputy press secretary. Quote, the president expressed his love for the Jewish people and the entire community of Poway. The president also thanked the brave members of law enforcement who acted swiftly, including the off-duty Border Patrol agent who stopped the shooter. That's another example of somebody with some expertise being able to prevent a slaughter. The president over the weekend was out and about. In fact, he was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. As one might expect, let's go to cut two. The president at this Saturday night rally, he included at least a mention of illegal immigration. This was the president's Saturday night, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Here it is.
Last month alone, 100,000 illegal immigrants arrived at our borders, placing a massive strain on communities and schools and hospitals and public resources like nobody's ever seen before. Now, we're sending many of them to sanctuary cities. Thank you very much. They're not too happy about it. I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea, but so is it. No. Hey. What did they say? We want them. I said, we'll give them to you. Thank you. They said, we don't want them. Yet while wealthy liberals preach open borders, they live behind gates and guards. They send their families to the best doctors and private schools. And while pushing immigration policies that drain the public services, everyday citizens depend on you, and they depend on you. I depend on you because we can change our immigration laws. I used to say in 45 minutes, it's really 15 minutes. It's so simple. But we need Democrats to vote on it. Otherwise, we can't change them.
That was the president of the United States, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sunday morning, the president took to the air with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Futures and kind of amplified on his speech about why the top Democratic presidential wannabes are now running away from immigration reform. They don't even want it. They don't even want to talk about it. This was the president's cut three with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Futures.
Mr. President, I know you have to run, but, you know, all of the 2020 contenders who want to run against you in 2020, you haven't heard a peep out of them about this. Beto O'Rourke is actually from El Paso. I don't know what he's done about this problem. And then, of course, you've got Bernie, and now you've got Joe Biden. They're not characterizing this as a crisis, sir.
So Beto O'Rourke wants to take down the walls. That means he's finished. I mean, he was finished 2 weeks ago when he started saying certain very stupid things. Beto O'Rourke has been exposed. I think Biden has been exposed. I don't know what the hell happened to Biden. I never saw that before. I don't know. It just doesn't look like the same Biden. I said, is that really Joe Biden? He doesn't look the same to me. I've known him for a long time. I've seen him for a long time. I said, what happened to him? So he's been exposed because he's very weak. He doesn't want to talk about this. No, but they don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't get what their plan is. Do they want to let people in that shouldn't be here? Because we have people that are trying to get in that shouldn't be here. Think of the word apprehend. The border security is apprehending 100,000 people a month. Do you know how many people that is? It's incredible, the job they do.
Yeah.
The problem is with the laws, we should be able to take them right out. We can't. We have to bring them into a court. Whoever heard of that? We're the only country in the world that I know of that has a court system, and it's a mobile court system. I mean, it is on the border. And with all of these cases, 900,000 cases, you'd need to do 900,000, you'd need 100,000 lawyers. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
No, he's right. He's right. Now, the president, just for the record, the president went to Green Bay instead of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You all know about the controversy surrounding the dinner and how they make fun of the president, and it gets mean-spirited. So the president's just stopped going. And when he does, he always makes sure he schedules a raucous, huge rally, this time in a state that he won, in Wisconsin. And it may be the state that catapulted him to victory in 2016, and a state that he'll need in 2020. Katrina Pearson, let's go to cut eight. I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in ahead of the break. Katrina Pearson is a senior advisor to the 2020 reelect campaign, and talked about this decision to skip the White House Correspondents' Dinner and rally instead in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that it's not really, and again, this is cut eight, not really all that surprising.
President Trump knows his gut instinct is always to be with the people. That's why he always sides with the people, and his policies put the people first. And I think, you know, snubbing the White House Correspondents' Dinner really wasn't a snub. It's just his way of saying, you know, I'd rather be out here telling you all of my accomplishments because those folks at the dinner have no intentions of telling you the truth about what we've been able to accomplish here in the Trump administration.
And Katrina, Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, entered the race this week. There are reports that Joe Biden is the candidate that President Trump fears the most. Is that the case?
I don't know if you've ever met President Trump, but President Trump doesn't fear anyone or anything for any reason. He has a very clear record of keeping his campaign promises and fighting to keep those promises, regardless of who he's fighting against. And Joe Biden is a has-been. He is somebody who has been in office for a very long time with nothing to show for it. I understand why the Democrats want to support him, but he's starting his campaign out on a racial hoax, number one. Number two, hired someone who says that the party shouldn't be led by white men. So you're going to have a candidate who really hasn't had his media vetting in a situation like this up against a candidate who is very strong, very tough, and very committed to the people of this country and to this nation's security. And Joe Biden is not, he's not ready for what he's about to get into.
That is Katrina Pearson. She is the senior advisor for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. And so she doesn't work for the White House. She works for the campaign. But Katrina Pearson, you'll be hearing a lot of her probably in the weeks and months to come. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare. offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do. A bunch of the stuff from the Sunday shows. And another edition of Nevada Voices. We'll do all that before the end of this half hour. Is that fair? My name is Kevin Wall. Brand new week. Week 13 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We'll take a look at that as we move along this morning as well. As we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me. And I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You're back.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Coming up later in the hour, this is gonna be fun. There's a new parody song out from Don Karen from the parodyproject.com that is really, really, really good. We wouldn't bring it to you if it wasn't. And we'll let you make the final decision on it, whether you want to hear it a lot or a little. Or none at all. We'll let you do that a little bit later on. As I promised before the break, one of the things we're going to do in this hour is bring you the latest from what went on over the weekend. And of course, one of the highlights turned out it wasn't the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was the big speech of the president in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He was, I got to tell you, I thought the president was on top of his game. I mean, he was that good. I want you to listen to the president. In fact, let's go to cut six. We're going to change things up a little bit. I'm going to go to cut six. This was from Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the president criticized not only political pundits, but of all people, the weatherman. Listen to the president. This is cut number six. Saturday night, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Here it is.
By the way, Saturday night, is there any place that's more fun than a Trump rally? Can you imagine Sleepy Joe, Crazy Bernie? You look at the candidates, right? I think Pocahontas, she's finished, she's out. She's gone. No, when it was found that I had more Indian blood in me than she did, and then it was determined that I had none, but I still had more. That was the end of her 32-year scam on colleges. But can you imagine any of these people up here doing what I'm doing? There'd be 200 people show up if they were president. If they weren't president, nobody would show up. Is that right? And I have to say, I was saying on the way over, they were telling me about bad weather, by the way. We may have to cancel tonight. I said, are you crazy? Now, can you imagine? I learned this morning they thought you were going to have a big snowstorm. Right? A big, big snowstorm. The people that get it wrong the most are the weather forecasters and the political analysts.
I absolutely love that. One of the things that we created back 4 years ago, can you believe we've been doing this show for 4 years? And for much of it on Nevada Talk Radio. It's incredible what we have accomplished in 4 years. But one of the things that we did at the very beginning is we created a thing called Nevada Voices. If you listen to other radio stations, you'll hear the Rush Minute and the Hannity Minute and the Levin Minute. And they're little commentaries where these notable people have something to say. Well, I must tell you, they are not the most important people in my life. You are. And that's why we enlist people from all across the state to essentially talk about what matters to them. the things that actually matter to them. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
There you have it. There you have it. More Nevada Voices as we go along this morning. Coming up, very excited, very excited. There is a new parody song out there, which you will recognize, I guarantee you. If you are over the age of 30 or 35, you will recognize this song. But really a great treatment. Don Karen from theparodyproject.com. You will really like this. And then we'll do what I always call make it or break it. If you want to hear more of the song, we'll give you more of the song. You want less of the song, if you think it's cheesy, then we'll limit the use of said parody. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Victor Jakes will join us in studio, back from Carson City. A review of his trip to Carson. We are now into week, by the way, what is it, week 13? Yeah. And Jared Fisher will join us, former candidate for governor, good friend, and a guy that loves to be outside. And the weather has been very conducive to that. We'll do that, more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman killed in the shootings at a Southern California synagogue over the weekend is being laid to rest today. Lori Gilbert Kay, the one person killed, three other people, including a grief-stricken Rabbi Yerushel Goldstein, were injured in the shootings, carried out by a 19-year-old John Ernest. It's now being treated as a hate crime. The rabbi says,
I received a personal phone call from our President Donald Trump. I was amazed to answer the phone and say the Secretary of the White House is calling, and he spent close to 10-15 minutes with me on the phone.
Strong winds could be behind the deadly crane collapse in Seattle on Saturday. Winds had kicked up to 23 miles an hour at about the time the crane fell from the building, landing on six cars, killing four people. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Like father, like son at Talladega Super Speedway. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Your daughter's signing the finish line. She's in. Your grandpa air-guitaring the pre-race concert. He's in. Soldiers saluting the flyover. They're all in. Fans holding their breath before a wreck. In. Drivers trash-talking on your headset after the wreck. Definitely in. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race at Kansas Speedway. Saturday, May 11th, under the lights. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. You in?
On a wild day at Talladega, Chase Elliott was in the lead when a last-lap caution froze the field, giving him his first victory of the season at a track where his father, NASCAR Hall of Famer Bill Elliott, won twice and set the all-time qualifying record. The crowd roared as Chase took the checkered flag.
For sure, this is an incredible day. The fan interaction there after the race was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced in my life. So that was unbelievable, and just to have that support, have everybody still sticking around, that was awesome. So you know, just a well-executed race. I felt like on the Chevrolet team's behalf, got down to the end and felt like I had my opportunity and to move forward and took it and was able to make it work.
It was Elliott's fourth career win and the first time this season a car from a team other than Joe Gibbs Racing or Team Penske won. Teammate Alex Bowman was the runner-up, with Ryan Preece, Joey Logano, and Daniel Hemric rounding out the top five finishers. Next up, the Gander RV 400 from Dover. Our airtime is 1 Eastern Sunday afternoon. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap by MRN. Stay up to date with NASCAR all the time at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Nevada Talk Network, Kevin Wall with you. In fact, I'm watching airplanes flying out of McCarran International Airport, and they always seem to go out a lot lighter than when folks come in. They bring all their money, they leave their money, and then they have to go home to Cleveland, to Schenectady, to Miami, to Hobart, Oklahoma. It's always kind of sad when they leave, but they leave a lot lighter than when they come in. You can always tell. I wanted to give you an opportunity to hear a song. Everybody knows American Pie, right? Yeah, everybody knows it. If you're over 30 or 35, you know it. You've heard it 1,000 times. But Don Karen is a very gifted performer, and he has a thing called the ParodyProject.com. Check out the website. The website's really cool. But this is the latest from Don Karen. It's his a view of the Trump presidency. Here it is.
Hi, thanks for stopping by. And if you've been enjoying the Parody Project, please take 1 second and help us reach our subscription goal of 30,000. Just click subscribe below. It's free, and you'd really be helping us out. That's all.
And many thought that someday it would make them smile. And those who said it had no chance were scowled upon and seen askance. So desperate was the hope to see a trial. February made them shiver as it came clear he'd not deliver. The news that they desired was not to be acquired. I know that many people cried when they read the news, it hurt their pride. So deep in the pipe dream mired, they collude. So bye-bye to the collusion lie. Russian agents, Putin's puppet, and a plot to deny. From each new event, how the conjecture would fly. Can they let it go and just let it die? Let it go and just let it die. We all know that he's corrupt and his list of crimes is building up. So I'll just list them down below. What emoluments could have kicked a goal? Collusion was their chosen role in investigating all of it real slow. Backward, fully blind, collusion became news. Evidence not by the truth. The other news stories all then were shut, while collusion filled every news truck. But I knew they ran out of love the day collusion died. But they kept singing bye bye, he's a Russian ally. Let it die. Now a Mueller issued his report. The media could not contort it to save face, though they did try. They lost all credibility. Embarrassed is what they should be, and the damage done they cannot deny. They gave victory to the president, validation as if heaven sent. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And now when he screams about fake news, he'll be correct thanks to their ruse. The witch hunt he'll rightfully accuse the day.
You're back.
There you go. There you go. That's just a little bit. I just wanted you to hear a little bit of the parodyproject.com and Don Caron. Really, really good stuff. You want to hear more of it? Let me know. You don't want to hear any more of it? That's fine, too. We'll argue it out together. I want to bring you. Maria Bartiromo interviewed the president over the weekend, and And this is something I had not really considered until the president actually said it on the show yesterday. That what we have, and we know from late last week, the booming economy, what is it? The GDP is up in the quarter 3.2%, something like that. It's just incredible. I mean, it's an amazing leap in our economy. And you won't hear any of the 20 Democrat presidential wannabes talking about it. But we should be talking about it because it's impacting all of us, Republicans, Democrats, Save the Whale Party, Independents, Libertarians. It helps all of us. But I want you to listen to the president. Something I had not considered, that this booming economy that the president created is actually a contributing factor, if you will, to what's going on along our southern border. This is cut number 4. This is the president on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Sunday Futures. Here it is.
Our laws are so bad, the combination of having a great economy and having the weakest immigration laws anywhere in the world by far, and we have catch and release, and we have chain migration and visa lottery. We have things that nobody in their right mind would have. We're trying to get rid of them. The Democrats won't do it. Now, we need some Democrat votes. We're unanimous with the Republicans, but we need some Democrat votes, and they go out of their way to allow these people to come in. And when you get acute, when you get tough, when you do all of these things that we have to do, they end up arresting Border Patrol people. It's a disgrace to our country, what's going on. The worst immigration laws ever, incompetent. They're there for a long time. When they used to separate children, which was done during the Obama administration with Bush, with us, with everybody, far fewer people would come. And we've been on a humane basis. It was pretty bad. We go out and we stop the separation. The problem is you have 10 times more people coming up with their families. It's like Disneyland now. You know, before you'd get separated, so people would say, let's not go up. Now you don't get separated. And, you know, while that sounds nice and all, what happens is you have 10 times more families coming up because they're not going to be separated from their children. So it turned out to be a disincentive.
That's right.
That
yes.
is obviously a disaster. It's a disaster. You have people coming up with many children.
And we've seen it firsthand.
Now we know where everybody is, and we're moving people out so fast. The problem is we have to register them. We have to bring them to court. Another country just says, sorry, you can't come into our country, and they walk them out. In our country, you have to bring them to court. You have to have Perry Mason involved. I mean, you know, it's all legal. You have lawyers standing at the border.
Yeah.
Our people, lawyers, wise guys, standing at the border, signing people up. Every time they catch a cold, they try and blame Border Patrol. It's a disgrace what's going on, and it could be solved in 15 minutes if the Democrats would give us the votes. It would be over.
That was the president yesterday with Maria Bartiromo, Sunday Futures on Fox News Channel. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my friend Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam even if you live in Northern Nevada. He has a lot of clients all across the state in the rurals. You name it, he does it. And if you've been looking to get an insurance review, this would be a great opportunity to do it. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. My buddy Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. Brand new week. Brand new challenges. The 13th week of the 80th Nevada Legislature. That's all straight ahead. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com. Rocket Man!
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Poway and the California synagogue shooting. Yet another tragedy. And when will it end? More anti-Semitic problems for our country. And by the way, the president yesterday spoke with the rabbi that was injured in that mass shooting. At the Shabbat of Poway Synagogue in California to offer his support, that according to a White House statement. It's so incredibly sad. I mean, it really honestly is. Coming up top of the hour, Victor Jakes, what does he think of what happened over the weekend in Poway? And was the presidential response sufficient? For the 20 presidential wannabes, it will never be enough. Anything the president does, thoughts, prayers. No, we don't want their thoughts and prayers anymore. More about gun violence, more about anti-Semitism. This is, by the way, this is one of those really cool issues that that the 20 Democrat presidential wannabes, they'll never be happy with the presidential response. And this is one of the unique issues whereby you could come out, I mean, you could really choose your poison. You could call the president and white supremacists and all of that. You could play that card, or you could play the gun control, or what they now call gun safety. Have you noticed that? They've rebranded gun control as gun safety. But Victor Jakes will comment on that coming up at the top of the hour. I wanted you to hear, though, Kellyanne Conway. I don't know why she does this. She's really, really good at this. Kellyanne Conway, the senior advisor to the president, and maybe one of the best spokespeople, certainly the best female spokesperson for the president, next to maybe Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But yesterday, let's go to cut one. Kellyanne Conway was on with Jake Tapper. Both argued the two sides of the Mueller report. Here it is.
That's all in the Mueller report.
Right.
And what is the result of that? No crime, no criminal conspiracy, no collusion, no help from the Russians that amounted to anything. So I think people are upset with Mueller and his investigators, people who are banking on them to do their partisan bidding. And Mr. Mueller, as you've all held him up, nonpartisan, conclusive. And the Mueller report makes very clear that, including with Don McGahn's testimony, that this president and his administration never obstructed, impeded, or interfered with the Mueller investigation.
That's
whatsoever.
Not at all what
he said that they were able to do, the Department of Justice
he
felt
said he
they
wouldn't,
were able
that's
to
not,
do.
None of, that's not true about
that
it.
That is what the Barr memo says it, that they were able
that
to do
that they wouldn't charge a sitting president because they're going by the OLC
I
memo.
I think they're
he
upset
didn't.
With Mueller that Mueller didn't interview the president. That only one question.
Mueller very clearly, even according to Republican lawyers, conservative Republican lawyers, kicked this to Congress to discuss whether or not there was obstruction.
There's a comment.
You're right. There was no criminal conspiracy proven. Absolutely 100%.
That's more than a footnote.
And I'll say
that's
it a million
pretty
times.
Pretty big conclusion.
But what you just said about obstruction
is not. You didn't
kick
it to Congress. They commented about separation of powers. Congress doesn't have to take this up. They want to take it up
because
they want to do impeachment on infrastructure. They want to drag the presidency down on drug pricing. He brought up Congress.
Yeah.
Because he knows that this Congress would be hungry anyway to try to relitigate and reinvestigate. Look, they have a decision to make. Where's the public appetite or indeed the political currency?
The public, according to the latest poll I saw, and then we have to go, is they do not want the president to be impeached, and they also think the president lied. And Kellyanne Conway, I'm afraid.
And he didn't. And so, and he submitted to answering questions, and I think people are upset with Mueller that he didn't interview the president, didn't charge a crime, and people had promised, including on your network days before, that there would be criminal conspiracy collusion.
You know what I love about this program is we hear from a lot of newsmakers, both local and national. You just heard from Kellyanne Conway and Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN. But the other thing we try and do is we give a platform. We provide a platform for regular, everyday people. And we give them that opportunity. We give them the opportunity to speak out on things that matter to them. This was how we created this thing called Nevada Voices. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present yet another edition of Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
More on that, by the way, coming up. That's our Nevada Voices, and you'll be hearing more Nevada Voices after the election, after the 2018 midterms. We kind of backed off, but we are reinvigorated, and we're recruiting more and more folks to provide us with what I think it's a unique opportunity. You hear on other radio stations the Rush Minute or the Hannity Minute or the Levin Minute, and they're essentially 1 minute, 90-second commentaries on the world we live in. And I think that's good, and there's a place for that in radio. I really do believe that. But I also believe that there is room for folks like you, just plain folks, John Zarpolis, Michael Schaus, people like that. Chelsea. You'll be hearing Chelsea coming up in our next half hour. No, I mean, this is cool stuff. In fact, this is important stuff. And one of the things that we're trying to do is provide an opportunity for everybody to have a voice. Also coming up in our next hour, Victor Jakes will join us. We will take a look at kind of a preview of what to expect. We'll take a look back at the first 12 weeks of the 80th Nevada Legislature with an eye towards week 13. Yeah. Yeah, we are into week 13. Hard to believe it. Stick around. More to do. You want to be a part of the show? Oh. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.